Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Thank you.
God as my shepherd, I shall want for nothing. No thing. God as my provider, God as my source, God as my all. What else is missing? When I remember, when I recognize that God is my shepherd, the God consciousness, the universe, the divine intelligence is taking care of me. When I know that, I walk differently. I move differently. The song said, one part of the lyrics, with God as my joy fulfilled, am I to sing how my soul has been restored. With God as my joy fulfilled, am I to sing of how my soul has been restored. Isn't that what love is about? Isn't that what relationship is about? Isn't that what abundance is about? That's your prayer. That's the end, the beginning and the end of the show. Everything else is just icing on the cake. With God as my shepherd, I shall want for, anything. When we recognize that we are one with the one, that we are the place where God gets to recognize itself, when we surrender all and realize we are not in control. We sometimes like to fool ourselves and think we're in control. Or it makes us feel good. It's like an addiction, really. You know, we are addicted to control. So we just pretend we're in control because we know it makes us feel good for that moment. But then when we get still long enough and we start to get in touch with what is real, then we realize we're not in control. And that scares the mess out of us. But then you hear the prayer, with God as my shepherd, with God as my caretaker, with God as my provider, with good as my watch over, made up words, and yes, I can because I choose to, with good watching over me, I shall not want for anything. The mind then says, well, what about, and if you allow yourself to get caught up in the logical mind, you block the flow of the all good of God that is you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you're alive. You want to move from existing because it's outpicturing itself through an as you and live life fully and allow the vision of God to be expressed through you. Be the place where God gets to recognize itself. Now, that always happens with or without you. But be the place where you get to recognize yourself, that you are the place where God gets to recognize itself, himself, herself. You are the answered prayer. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. official times. I want to say most of the time, but that doesn't count anymore because we've been going over. But you know how it is. 12 to 1:30 p.m. is the official time, Eastern, of course. And then we just play around. Yeah, you got to play around and have fun. We don't know what's going to happen today. We're just listening and following the guidance. The Agape Choir. God is my shepherd. Now, that can bring up so much different things for you. You know, depending on your religious beliefs, your upbringing, your spiritual beliefs, your understanding of God, what shepherd means to you. But I invite you to Google the metaphysical meaning of Psalms 20, Psalm 23. Funny enough. Which is what my mother gave me a few days ago through C.M. Plaskett. I'm thinking, okay, well, I love the prayer. It's a powerful prayer. Okay, but what else is my mother trying to tell me? And then I realized she's like, you know, I am around. My mom will prescribe scriptures in a heartbeat. I'm hungry, mom. Read Psalm 23. I don't know if I want to go to work. Go and read John 4. No, she's not that neurotic. But when we talk on the phone, she always comes back and the call, praying and saying, read the scripture and get some water, pray over it and drink it. That's my mother, and I feel her presence. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I am your host, your guide, your tour guide, Life Coach Ade. And I am really grateful that you are here. And today we're talking about love, relationship, and abundance. The Agape Choir. To find out more about them, their website address is agapelive.com. AgapeLive.com. Find out how Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Pius Beckwith are creating a space for unconditional love to connect us all. Yes, check it out. I am in a, yes, greetings, family. Hammer of Joy is in the house. The birthday girl is in the house. Laverne, is that your real name, Laverne? Or is that a made-up name? Or is that a name you use in this chat room? And if it's a made-up name, it's still your name, but did you make it up for just the show? Because you like to bring joy in birthday cakes. It's your real name. Okay, great. Real name. What else do I want to ask about that? I don't know. I just feel like I want to talk to you. Call in. I don't know why. What's really going on in your world? Yeah, what's your name on Facebook? I'm going to track you down. If you give me your last name, I will track you down. Kefra is in the house. We've got guests. There's silent listeners. This guy says guests. They just come in. They don't want to log in. Or maybe they're listening on a different website. Celebrating life with the cake. I know that's right, because every day is a birthday. Every day you're made new. Every day you're given an opportunity to start all over again. Now the mind kicks in. We pull into memory, and we bring yesterday into today. And this brand new slate, this clean sheet of life, we start to paint from memory while we have a clean sheet, a clean slate to write, to decorate, to draw, to paint, whatever we want. So Laverne says, let me bring you a cake to remind you every day is a birthday. Every day is new. The song I played at the beginning said, what is that? What's that? Let me go to, see if I can pull it back. Where it says something about the past and the future becomes eternal day. That's what love, relationship, and abundance is about. When we really surrender all and the past
and the future just become an eternal day. In this moment, you get to recognize that you are one with the one. You have all the love that you need, and every relationship in your life is there to bless you, even the one that pisses you off. Yes, indeed, Laverne, every day is a new beginning. And those of you listening on the phone line, thank you for being here. Tanya is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Welcome, welcome. Number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Brace yourself. You're getting ready to go deep in consciousness. I feel the vibe. I feel the energy. Tamara Joy, Tamara Spiritual Midwife. All these Tamaras. Welcome to the House of Love. Brace yourself. Get your pen and paper. Open your consciousness so you can get to a place where you embody the truth of who you are. How do you apply the spiritual truth in your everyday activity? You know, with your parents, you know, they just, ooh, they just get on your last nerve. How do you apply love when everything looks like hate, when it looks like we can't come together? What do you mean abundance when I don't have money, when things are not working out, when I have more bills than money? Well, stay tuned. I'll tell you. I will show you that it's up to you to push the apply button. I'm going to walk you there in spirit, in consciousness. And my intention that everyone that listens to this show, you will have a shift in consciousness like never before. And I'm just feeling the energy. I can't even do analysis, but I'm going to slow down. Laverne, 347-426-3346. I don't know why I want you to call it, but something wants me to ask you something. Something inside so strong. And I got a question as well. It's a good question. It goes very well with today's topic. And if somebody wanting to, you know, they're struggling. Here it is. Let me pull it up right here. Take a holy breath right here. And speaking of holy breath, we also played Carly Jackson. Every time I play that, most of the time anyway, people are always asking, who is that? Where can I find her? Her name is Carly Jackson. And that's C-A-R-L-L-I-E. Jackson, her last name is J-A-X-E-N, and she's on Facebook. So let me get this question here, and then I get ready to give a little bit of announcements, what's coming up on the show this month. As you know, or if you don't, you will now. We're talking, every conversation is about harnessing and just taking you deeper when it comes to love, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to abundance. On Monday, we had Beth Young. She told us about EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, how we can take our power back. Because until you know how to take your power back, you will feel and go through life as if people are taking your power away from you, and you will blame them for your happiness. You will feel helpless. You will feel like a victim. Now, even in spiritual truth and spiritual awareness, there are still times where you feel like a victim. There are still times where you feel helpless. But if you're doing your spiritual work, your spiritual practice, you're able to snap out of it, or you will have a friend that will call you at the perfect time saying, what's going on? You know, they'll call you, and they won't even ask you, hey, how are you? The first thing they're going to say is, phone rings, and say, hello. So what's going on? I'm like, nothing. They're like, yeah, girl, please stop it. Man, don't be giving that BS. I didn't know what's going on. Something going on with you, talk to me. Well, you know. But because that's what life is about. It's about we're finding our balance. You know, life is not always easy. As a matter of fact, life ain't easy. No? Life is not easy because the essence of who you are is light. It's expansive. It's free. But your spirit in this physical body is contained in this physical body, so things are sort of slow. You catch an idea in consciousness, And it feels good when you read a book, when you listen to a radio show, when you watch a television, when you go to a retreat. It feels good, and you can't wait to get home. But when you get home, somehow, you can't seem to access that feel-good factor anymore. And it becomes, well, yeah, that was good. It was a good idea. And then you're back to the mundane. Today, we're going to break that, how you can bridge the feel-good factor into feeling good today. That, I want to take a break. Yeah, I didn't take a break. I didn't take a break. So I can do the announcement and come back. Yes, let's take a break. 347-426-3346. Is that Laverne? I am so grateful. I can't wait to talk to Laverne. Yes. I don't know. It's just, I feel like you needed to call in. I'm coming to you. Let me take a break, and I'll come to you. And I've got so much to share. I'm so feeling it. I'm like, oh. All right, and we also want to invite you, listeners, to share the show with your friends right now, your lovers, your coworkers, your dog, your cat. Do it right now while we take a break. Post it on your Facebook page, tweet it, text it, scream it, yell it. Just do whatever you need to do. Yeah, there are many ways. Go knock on your neighbor's door. What you doing? I'm taking a nap. Wake up and listen to Ask Life Coach at a radio show. What's that? Just get online and listen. You'll find out. We're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook. And if you don't do Facebook, you can go to, oh boy, here we go. It's all over. I'm gone now. Something else is taking over my body. I already know it. So, well, it's going to be fun. if you don't do Facebook, go to Ask Life. No, see? Go to Blend. If you don't do Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. There's a tab and they click that. We'll take your questions and we're going to take a quick break. I come back and talk to Laverne. And I have so much to share. I'm so excited. I feel like I have Christmas presents. And I don't care if you don't celebrate Christmas. Don't worry about it. Relax. Birthday present. You don't celebrate birthdays? Relax. I got a baby present. Oh, whatever. Just be present because you are a present for the world. Yeah, okay. All right, let's take a break, because I need to. I can't wait to talk to Laverne. Ooh, I'm getting chilled. I think she's got something for me. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm trying to take a break. Come on, let's do Carly one more time. Carly Jackson. It's good affirmation to help us blend and remind us of who and what we are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully loving and appreciating you. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you too, Jack Armstrong. And just all together, everybody now, even if you don't know Jack, just kind of hold that name in consciousness. In spirit, you know who it is. Send him lots of love and blessings right now. He's a beautiful man. He's the author of Lessons from the Source. And let's play our way through expanding our consciousness through life, really. Let's go to LaVon. I just feel that I wanted to talk to her. Hello, LaVon. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. And how are you?
I am wonderful. I love your energy.
Oh, thank you. I love yours.
I was just told, I got a wonderful co-producer, right? And she just told me that the meaning of your name, she says, people with this name have a deep inner desire to inspire others in a higher cause and to share their own strongly held views on spiritual matters. Is that true for you?
It resonates with me wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if that's what I am, or one of my purposes in life is to build up, uplift, and to let others know, as I have learned, that we are all things, that we can be and do anything because of that who we are.
Wow, I was going to ask you, do you have anything to the listeners? You got the question. Yes, indeed. I remind people we're equally different. We're equal, but we're different. We're like a piece of a puzzle. We can do all things. We have a special tag, special mission, a unique DNA code to do all things that we're here to do. Now, LaVon, before you go, I want to ask you three questions. The first one is, how would you define love? What's your definition of love?
I am love.
Oh, I love this woman. I love this woman. I love this one. I knew there's a reason I wanted you to call in. I just felt your presence. Okay, so relationship. Definition of relationship.
Relationship is being equal in love, unconditional love, with all things, with all people, with animals, with plants, with all of creation. We're all equal. We're all the same. We're all one.
Okay, last one. Abundance. How you define it, your thoughts about it, anything you want to say about abundance.
Abundance is seeing things or being that you are. You are abundance. So being abundance, you can see it everywhere. You can feel it everywhere. And you can, once you know that you are it, then the projection and the manifestation of it will appear all around you, because that's what you are.
I so love you, my dear friend. You give me a gift. I don't know about anybody else. You give me a gift, the gift of trusting intuition and trusting the process, and you just give me a gift. Thank you, thank you. It's so beautiful to hear your voice. I see you in the chat room regularly, but this first time, I think this first time we're talking. Okay. And,
can
thank
I
you,
share
thank you.
Something else, Adele?
Oh, certainly, certainly, yes.
Sometimes it's a challenge for souls to tear away from judgment of things and from of others or situations that they may experience or even themselves. Now I have had when you come to a realization of like an aha moment. Now, in for as judgment, when you look at someone, you can see yourself in that person, then you are least likely to judge. When you can see someone and see the God in them, then you are least likely to judge. And when you make up your mind to say, you know what, God knows all about it, and that's good enough for me.
I know that's right. I know that is right. You were teaching the class, because I was going to talk about that a whole thing, but, I am so grateful for you. I am so, so grateful for you. And thank you, thank you.
For you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for saying yes to life and showing up. You are truly, truly a blessing. You've blessed me today.
Thank you. We all blend in together. We all make that whole. We all are complete in one. And I thank you. And each and every everyone who's listening.
Yes. Let me ask you this. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
You don't have to give your full name on the air, but you can find me. If you just do facebook.com/lifeconversationsradio, that would bring you to my... Let's be friends. Let's be closer. Let's catch up with one another in the Facebook cafe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister.
You're welcome. I appreciate you.
Ah, what a gift. What a gift. What a gift. And Laverne's image when she comes in the chat room is a cake. It's a birthday cake. Didn't she just give us a gift? And I got so much. I got stuff I want to talk about, but this is what's happening. I surrender. Let's go to Sherry in Florida. Is that the sunshine state, isn't it? Sherry's about to shine some light on us. And funny enough, I was going to read something from Sherry's book, who lives in another Sherry, Sherry Cortland, who lives in Florida. So, Sherry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am just in love with love right now.
Damn. Share some of that. Well, that's what you're doing, right?
That's right. I love your response. I didn't expect that one. Yes, indeed. So what's your question?
Well, I guess my question to you is, what do you see for me? I mean, like, the energy is just so bad, and I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Like,
what's going on?
It's so much. It's so hard to just get out of bed.
Okay. Tell me more. So when you say it's hard to get out of bed, what is it? Are you depressed or you just... tell me what's going on in your world.
Well, I've always suffered from depression, but, you know, I've always been able to pull myself out of it, or I've always been able to find a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And lately it just seems like there isn't a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's changed. My life is going great.
You said your life is going great.
My life is going pretty good.
But there's no reason to get up.
Yeah, sometimes there isn't. Like, ugh.
Okay, let's get through that. Because you said at times there was a reason to get up. Now the energy is bad. Life is going great. How can the energy be bad if your life is going great? Now, I'm not saying it's not. I'm trying to get a better understanding because my life is going great, but the energy around me is bad. That don't seem like that can work. I need clarity on that. Tell me more. Let's go down to the bottom. Let's drop down. When you say your life is great, tell me about the great things that are going on in your life.
Well, I like my job.
Like your what?
I like my job.
Mhm.
I can afford my rent. I have gas in my car, and I have food in my fridge.
Okay.
To me, that's good.
Right. Okay, tell me about the bad energy.
The bad energy comes from outside of me and what I can't fix.
What you can't accept.
What I can't accept and what I can't fix.
Okay, what you can't accept and what you can't fix. Okay, tell me one of the two things that are happening around you that you can't fix and you can't accept.
Well, my son committed suicide. I can't change that.
Right.
And I can't change how others perceive life. Like, I just want other people to get it.
You want other people to get it. Okay, get what?
That suicide is not an option.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Mm-hmm.
I know how my son's suicide affected me.
Oh.
So that would make it not an option.
Because if someone takes their life, it's not an option because how is it going to affect you? Is that what you're saying?
Me or their family or...
Okay. Okay, good. So suicide, now hear me clearly here, because when you talk about your life being great, but there's bad energy around you because of things you can't accept and things you can't fix, things you can't control, and you had a friend that committed suicide, but you feel it's not an option because how it's affecting you. First, we want to just pull everything back. Let's just come back to the beginning. Let's just pull it back. See, if from what I'm hearing from you, you're actually using your ability to think. You're using it against yourself. So I don't know how you do that, how you say my life is great, but the energy around me is bad. I don't know how you do that. I'm not saying I don't know how that's possible. So first of all, in order to heal anything, we have to say what is so. We've got to say this is what's going on. Right now, I am pissed, I'm mad, I'm hurt, I'm grieving. From at that place of acceptance, real healing can happen. Hmm. From that place of acceptance, healing can happen because then we can go, if you have pain and you go to a doctor and you said, I have pain, and you sit there staring at the doctor staring back and say, pain where? I have pain. Where? Doctor, I have pain. But where? Is it in the head? Is it your legs? Is it your hips? Where is the pain? You've got to be able to say what is so first. And then, you know, it's not even about fixing it. You said you can't control things or some things you can't change. Let's go back to the suicide. Obviously, something was going on with your friend that they felt they had to take their lives. Now, to you and their family members, I send out my love. But the healing begins by you acknowledging how you feel about it. Now, I don't know how long ago has this been? When did this happen?
It was 19 months ago, and it was my son.
Okay, 19 months ago. Oh, it was your son. It's getting real close. Okay. Could this be why you don't have a reason to get up anymore?
But I don't want to allow that to happen.
No, but it really doesn't matter. If you don't want to allow that to happen, but you said earlier you don't have a reason to get up. So saying you don't want it to happen is already happening. So let's just deal with what is true, what is real, what is happening right now. Don't worry about what should or shouldn't be, where you are right now. So the question is, you say that nowadays there's no reason to get up. Is it because your son committed suicide?
Well, part of it.
Okay.
I'm angry now, finally.
Good. That's a good place to be.
Yeah, it took 19 months to get here.
Say that again?
It took 19 months to be angry.
And now you're here. Now you're here.
And saying that, like, oh my God.
Tell me more about the anger.
I'm just angry he wasn't strong enough.
Okay.
That we all have issues. Get up, get over it. Not everyone's going to like you.
It's a good place you're in. Now, what I would say to you is allow the anger, allow the grief. You said it took 18 months to get here. You're here. Earlier I was saying to you, you've got to call, you got to just accept what is. You got to say what's really going on. Yes, you have a roof over your head. Yes, you have food. Yes, you have a job. But internally, in your heart, what is really happening? If you allow yourself to move in your heart right now, can you look at the world and say, my life is great? Or in your heart, do you feel pain? Do you feel anger? Do you feel frustration? Do you feel like you don't know? That's the truth. You know, when you drop down to your heart and tell the truth from there, some people may not want to hear it. But it's important for you to tell the truth for you.
You said, you can't walk around in the world angry.
Say that again?
You can't walk around in this world angry.
Well, that's not true. You've been doing it. You just were hiding it from yourself.
I'm hiding it from everyone.
Right, but you have been walking around angry. You said you can't do it, but you've been doing it. And you've been so angry that you think, what's the point of getting up? What's life about? Now, I'm not a counselor. I'm not going to counsel you on radio, but I really want to recommend and suggest that you find yourself a counselor, a grief therapist, somebody to help you process what you're feeling, to deal with this suicide of your son. Maybe places where you feel like you failed or you could have done something different. Maybe you're angry at God, and allow yourself to say that. It's important to tell the truth. Now, we have some phone numbers here, let's see, on the lifeconversationsmedia.com. What I'm going to do is, Casper, can you go to Life Conversations Media under the, I'm talking to Casper right now. I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
Sherry. Hold on 1 second. Go to National Help Hotline, and find a number for Sherry. So when I finish talking to Sherry, please give her a number. I'm trying to see which one. Actually, you know numbers, yeah. And maybe I can get Celeste. Celeste also, she's a social light worker, so she has numbers. So when I finish talking to you, Celeste, I'm going to talk to you. Don't hang up. Celeste will give you some numbers. But Sherry, my dear friend, I want you to know that right now I'm holding you in love, and the listeners are feeling your presence. And knowing, and I want to leave this with you. This may not quite resonate. You might not be able to take this in, but I want you to consider. I'm not telling you that's what it is. That's how I see it. But I want you to consider that every soul have a mission. Every soul is here for a reason. And each one of us as a soul, we have an agreement with ourselves and with the Creator, with God, whatever name you call it. And we choose how we want to live our lives. Now, when people die naturally or because they had a disease or they took their own lives, it will always affect us a certain kind of way. But I will say to you that just consider maybe that's the path of your son's soul. Now, it doesn't make it feel better, but it gets you to look at life differently. But I will strongly recommend get yourself a counselor, a therapist. Celeste is going to give you a number in a minute, so don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right, and allow, if you're feeling anger, it's okay. If you're mad at God, it's okay. If you're mad at yourself, it's okay, because the anger is an emotion. When you pretend it's not there, it weighs you down. And it piles up, it piles up, it piles up, and then you can't get up. You can't get out of life. You can't get yourself out of bed. And yes, you really don't have control over what other people choose to do with their lives. Ultimately, we don't.
I know.
And we can't even make people change. We can't make people get what we think they need. But the truth is, how do we know what people need? I mean, sometimes I wrestle between my work and what I do in the radio show. It can sometimes sound like I'm telling people what to do, but ultimately I tell people, check in with your God consciousness. Check into your intuition. Check in with God and see what works for you. But we really don't have control of what other people are doing. We don't even have control of our own lives. All right?
That's about it. I feel like I don't have control of my own life, but I'm just, like, moving along, doing the best I can.
And that's good. Just one day at a time. One day at a time. Get yourself a counselor, a therapist, a minister, somebody who can help you process your emotions. And I promise you, you do the work, you will have more than one reason to get out of bed.
Okay.
Do the work. And you may actually, through this process, be reborn again, be made new, because you would discover something about you and about life that you didn't know before. And who knows? You might be, you know, people might consider it to be fool saying, I see the gift than my son committing suicide. That might just be a gift for you. Just consider that. Just consider. Just like, wonder. Just reflect on that. But right now, don't rush there. Just be in the moment. But tell the truth about where you are, what you're feeling, what you're going through, what is real for you. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, but don't hang up. Celeste is going to give you some numbers where you can get some help, okay?
All right, honey. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too. Let's go to Tanya. I surrender all. I surrender. Tanya, glowing gooch. How are you doing, my dear friend?
Hello, Aday. How are you?
I am in love with love. I am grateful to be here to just be a catalyst for good. How are you doing?
I am doing good. Your last call, I just want to tell her God bless her and it will get better. I mean, I don't understand about losing a child, but I do understand about losing someone dear. And the thing about that anger, like I tell anyone, when my mom died, I didn't do mad. I didn't do angry. I did rage. And when God has something, we're not in control, and he taught me this. We're not in control of where we're going to go to. He is the beginning, and he is the end, so he has our middle. And I can remember when my mom, I guess my mom had been gone about 2 years, and I had decided, I said, you know what, I can't live like this. You know, no one else sees my pain. No one else hears my pain. And I think we go to others thinking they can fix us, these people that have been around our life forever, in our life forever, and those are not the ones. And I tell anyone, I learned that I know I can really forgive, because if I ever came close to, and some people may gasp for air, and it doesn't matter, if I came any close to hating someone in life, God was that person. He was that person, because I blamed him for taking my mother and my father 7 months from each other. So I blamed him, and I went into a hotel room. I booked myself into a hotel out in Crystal City, Virginia, and I was going to kill myself. And let me tell you something, I took the pills, I took the drink, I did everything, and let me tell you something, it was not for me. He woke me up that morning. I was shocked that I woke up. And when I woke up and I checked out that hotel room, I'm like, God, you have to help me, because I didn't care about me. And if you don't care about you, what is anybody else going to do with you? God is the one that has to work with you.
Yes.
And things didn't start to change for me until I went to him and I said, look, I need help. You know, I can remember with Celeste saying, oh, you need to sit on this show. You need to just listen, Tanya. And I was like, whatever. Can't no show help me. And the show I'm talking about is your show. And you don't feel good that other people are going through it, but you know you're not alone, because we think we are such an oddball when we're going through things. We don't think anybody else is feeling it, but they are feeling it. They just don't share it. And once I surrendered to God and I said, look, everybody else forsaked me. He didn't forsake me, because when you're going through stuff, people push you to the side. Like, oh, I can't deal with that. But we shouldn't ask him to deal with it. We need to ask him to deal with it. And it's okay to be angry with God. He understands that. It's okay, because if we are his creation, he has all those feelings inside.
Yes.
And I stand here today, and I tell you, I'm better. And, you know, I had to take time for me, like, not to have a relationship, try to have a relationship with nobody else but just me and him, because I didn't know me. And I look at all the joy that came out of pain.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm joyful. You can't play with my happiness, because I don't care how bad it is, how good it is. I still stay in that joy moment, and I stay in that flow moment, and you cannot take my overflow. I feel like I'm drowning. As soon, if you make me catch my breath one time, that's it. I got to move you out my circle. You come back when you change. I can't change you. I only can change me. So you come back when you get it together.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, and that's the whole thing about love, relationships, and just the things that we, you know, through the challenges that we go through and grow through in life, it breaks us open to love others when they're in that space. And that's what I hear from you. It's like, I understand. You're saying, I understand. I've been there. It was rough. And I came over. I came through it.
Yeah,
you know?
And it makes you proud of yourself.
Yes,
like,
indeed.
I don't have to, you know, we're so used to, if you're a loving type of, and I always tell everybody, I've always been that type of person. I've given my love to others and neglected myself. How can you give it all away and neglect you?
No, that's right. Yes, indeed.
So I don't neglect me anymore. And you realize that those people that are not that good for you, they start to move because you're not, they start to move away from you because you're not giving any spark to them that keeps their wheels turning.
Right. And the other thing I was going to say about relationship, you're saying people that are not good for you, and then actually we start to see the gift that those people have for us. And there's something I'm going to share later on about people who just get to just piss us off. They just when you think about them, they're actually healing angels. They're actually a gift. They're actually there for us to recognize who we are. And I'll talk more about that, but yes, you're on it. Thank you, my sister friend, sending you
love.
It's nice to see you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom, your experience. All right, talk to
Thank
you later.
Thank you so much. Bless you a day.
Bless you, darling.
Life
is good. It's getting better. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Just send Sherry some love right now. Just hold her in consciousness. Seeing her healed, seeing her whole, seeing her complete, seeing the healing happening between her and her son. Yes, he's not here anymore, but the soul is alive. Seeing the healing happening around people in a family. Seeing her living life and saying, oh, my God, I have a new life. Hold her in the light of truth because you can. You don't have to know her. You don't have to know her story. You can just think about her. Just even if you didn't hear her voice, if you just came in listening to the show, just say, Sherry, I don't know who that is. It's okay. Your soul knows. Let's see. It's almost time for Celestial Moment. But before I do, let's talk about relationship. I'm going to come back and talk about love. I surrendered to the former. I had different plans. But like I said, I'm not in control. I just let God do what God wants to do through and as me. My only responsibility, is to be the place where what needs to happen, happens. Energetically, consciously. So let's talk about relationships. You know, there are many forms, of course. Relationship, there are many forms. There's a romantic relationship. There's a relationship with coworkers, with friends, with neighbors, with people that we see on the bus, on the train, on the highway. We don't really know them, but we leave around the same time, so we always see each other. Oh, there's that person now. You don't really know them. But I'm going to read this before we do Celestial Moment. I was going to do an announcement earlier, but the announcement was for us to keep moving. And then I got a question someone wanted to know. Funny. Interesting. He said something about suicide, too. What's that about? Suicide. What's the metaphysical meaning of that? Suicide. What's coming up for me is when you think you have the power to take life. We don't, you know, because life never dies. It's the illusion that we think we can take our own lives. Life never dies. You were never born and you will never die. Now your body changes form. That's why we say transition. But the life that lived in the body, in the people that we love, the life that lived in my mother's body, that life is still alive. That, as a matter of fact, that life is living as me. Let's talk about relationships. Wow. So, Sherry, this is for you. Well, actually, I don't know. It may relate or not. But I have this book with me because I was going to share something on the show about it. Sherry Cortland, who is a regular guest, and she's due back. Maybe we can get her for, you know, we don't, maybe short notice, but maybe we can get her to talk a little bit more about
relationship villains. Relationship villains. V-I-L-L-A-I-N-S. And her book, Windows of Opportunity, she talks about relationship, and this is, she communicates with her, what she calls the guide groups, her spirit guides and ancestors, you know, on and on and on those. So this is what her guides are telling her about relationships. How people will get on your nerves, people who just, they're bad. This is what they said. The terrible thing that go on, I'm kind of reading from another part, well, I'm not reading. The terrible things that go on, the villains in your life. Now, the people that you consider to be villains, people getting your nerves, your supervisor, your husband, your ex-husband, your ex-wife, you know, just people just, they're considered villains. The terrible things that go on, the villains in your life, most times are really your most amazing friends. You want to slow that down? Yes. The villains in your life, I'm paraphrasing, most times are really your most amazing friends because they are sacrificing so that you can learn and grow. How do you learn from someone who just, they hurt you, they broke your heart? Well, they help you learn about where true love is. And let me read some more. Sometimes it seems as though we truly dislike or hate someone, but that entity, in truth, could be one of your most beloved friends outside of this incarnation. Sometimes it seems as though we truly dislike or hate someone, but that entity, meaning that person, in truth, could be one of your most beloved friends outside of this entity, of this incarnation, meaning outside of this planet called Earth. You know, when you leave the body and you're back into the spiritual realm, whatever that looks like, because they gave up of being the loving one, as we say, on Earth. And they were going to agitate you, frustrate you. I can go down the list. Let me read a little bit more about it. Someone who loves you enough to do you a big favor. Can you imagine somebody who hurt you, somebody who cheated on you, someone who stole you, someone who abused you, someone who raped you, someone who took your identity to call that a big favor? Now, from a human perspective, from your intellectual mind, we just can't understand that. That doesn't make any sense at all. But spiritual growth and transformation is recognizing and remembering that I am more than my body. I am so much more. And you are not, I won't say nothing, but you're a soul. You're a soul in a body that's here to evolve and grow and expand. And you have other souls supporting you on that journey of love. What is love? Love, I loved what Laverne said. Love is what you are. What does that mean? Love is the essence of who you are. What does that mean? Love is energy. What does that mean? Everything in life is energy. It can't be created. It can't be destroyed. It just changes form. Laverne said earlier, relationship, when we realize we're connected to everything. So as a human being, an energy in this physical body, when you remember that your stories are just that, stories, that there's something about you, there's something within you that transcends the stories, that transcends the fact that you abuse, that you are on a soul mission. From that place in consciousness, you can allow yourself to get a deeper understanding of love. Yes, you experience love as an emotion, but love is not an emotion. It's so much more. Love is what holds everything together. It's that gravity that pulls everything together. And when you surrender, you allow life, you allow love to carry you. And you float like you're out of space. You surrender, and then rather than force or resist the force of nature, the law of life, you can surrender to it and let it carry you to where you need to be, because you really don't know. Your egoic mind doesn't know. Your egoic mind deals with the past. Oh, no, don't let that happen. Oh, no, we need money. Oh, no, don't let that. Oh, my God, what's going to happen if I don't have a job? Oh, my God, that's the egoic mind. And it's fine, because that part of us, it's there for us to survive on this planet. Your egoic mind is telling you, don't touch that, that's hot. Don't put your hand in that oven. You just finished using it 5 minutes ago. Well, sometimes you may forget that you have an egoic mind. You're so transcendent that you put your hand in it. Ouch. You're like, what's wrong? I can vouch for that. let's take a quick break. Let's just kind of bring everything back. And we'll come back with a celestial moment. And then I want to read a question about being on purpose and suicide. Now, it's not necessarily someone taking their lives, but that's how the person who asked me the question phrased it. And we're going to talk about abundance. And it's really simple, actually. The definition of abundance is so simple, you will get it. When I tell you, you will never forget what it means. It's a place in consciousness, but there's a definition. You want to hear this? You want to hear this? I am so grateful. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad and share the show with your friends, your lovers. After this show, you know you don't have no hater. You have no enemy. They may be your relationship villain. They're your best friend. So much that I want to share. But I trust the process. Yes. Sherry is getting all the love. Sherry Rose. She said, I'm going to take a break. Sherry said, she's in the chat room. I'm reaching out, and that is not what I usually do. But the last month I have. That's awesome. That's it. That is it, Sherry. You got it. Because we... I was going to take a break. See, this journey of life, we go through this phase, and I think we're still immature spiritually. Some of us are still in that independent state. I don't need anybody. I'm a strong man. I'm not even going to go there with my sister. I'm an independent black woman. I don't need nobody. I don't know what the white woman say, you know. But I understand why black sisters say it, because of the history of black people in America. I get it. But it's not just black sisters, or even those of us that don't say it all the time, we're still in this phase of independence. You know, we go through life and grow through life depending on our mothers, depending on our father, depending on people in school, the church to remind us who we are. Then we catch a new awareness, we claim our own independence. We say, yeah, I can do this. I've got the power to take care of my own self. But there must come a time where you graduate one more time and interdepend. Interdepend on others. So when you're feeling weak, when you feel you can't stand up, if you just have enough strength to say, I need help, there will be somebody there to grab you, help you up, or maybe just sit down there with you. Because we don't always have to lift people up. We can just sit down. We can go down to the ground and just sit with them. The leg is not strong enough, metaphorically. We don't have to bring them up and say, stand up, it's okay. No, go down there and sit with them. Tanya said sometimes people don't want to hear when you're going through a hard time. Yes, because they haven't learned to deal with their own. So if you're in grief, if you're dealing with rage, if you're angry and they try and be with you, you're going to trigger theirs. And they haven't learned to deal with theirs, so they want to keep away from you. So it's really self-preservation. They're not being mean. They just know that if they come to you, there'll be no help. They'll be of no help because now you're triggering their own pain. Take a break. Take a break. Take a holy breath like this. Woo! It's all about supporting one another. And if there ever was a time for us to interdepend on one another, this is it. This is it. What are you going through? I can't take a break. I won't. They just won't let me, so I won't take a break.
I'm just going to play a song, and then we'll do some little moments. I can't take a break. Everything in me say, no, you don't need a break. Stay in the energy. I know you think you're doing a radio show, but you know that this is not a radio show. This is a ministry. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I surrender. I surrender. Let's do this. Yeah, let's do this. Wait a minute. How did that happen? Yes, let's do this. We'll be right back.
Good that's overflowing, yes indeed. Let me live in a holy, holy way. thank you, God. Thank you, goodness. Agape Choir, agapelive.com. Vicky Byers' website address is weletitbe.com. It's time for Celestial Moment. I'm going to tell you a definition of abundance that will help you to always understand what it means. And what else? Oh, then we got a question that I got to answer. I'm going to ask Life Coach Ade a question. And, can you feel the movement? Can you feel the movement? If you're not feeling the movement, I don't know what's going to move you. Ooh, it's about surrender. Now, here's the thing. Get out your head. Here's the thing. You know, when we talk about love, relationship, and the body, we got to unlearn what we were taught. But in order to be in alignment with the energy of the love that is freedom, to come from a place of consciousness that every relationship has a gift for us, and to experience all that life is abundantly, it's important for you to know why you are here. What is your gift to the world? What is your gift to humanity? What's your gift to yourself? Don't think about, you can. But when you start thinking, what's your gift and how am I going to get paid? That's where you commit suicide. And I'm linking that because that ties in with the question. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it in a minute. We do that. We kill our own dreams. We kill our own passion. We kill ourselves while we're alive because we measure our gifts, our talents, our God potential by physical value, by money. Money, abundance is so much more than that. Okay. I hope you can just listen for a moment, Celeste. It's on you. Well, actually, why am I saying that? Let me get out of my lane. You can handle it. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Hello, Life Coach Uday.
How are you?
Hello, Universe Soul Family. I'm on fire. That chat room turned into church in a good way. Or let me say circle for those people who are not comfortable with the word church. We welcome everybody here, right? Uday,
everybody.
Guess what's up? Everybody's welcome here, whether you believe in God or not. We're not tripping. Mm-hmm. We do believe in love, though. And I
that's
just
right.
feel it. Just, yes. Yes, I can do it. But here's the thing, though, right? Guess what show I went back and listened to today? You won't even. I'm going to give up on you. You're not going to get this.
You're the one that keeps track of that. You're the one.
I know,
I
right?
You remember on the show when you said so-and-so? No, I don't. So,
right, I know, right? But it's all good, though. You posted Love is Freedom.
Yeah.
This note that you did, and I hope if you have a chance, you can post it in the chat room. I don't know if I'm pushing too much. But
well, I reposted it last night. But I'm going
yes,
to see
it's
if I
on my wall now.
Chat room. Okay.
Yes,
right,
if you're a Facebook friend, it's on my wall right now. But the deal is, I could hear the first time I ever heard you read it out loud, and it was December 9th, 2010, a day that was the Anger Show. I went back and re-listened. It was so powerful. And my gift in numbers wasn't quite awake then, but I can tell you now, 6 was running that day. Lovers, integrating, dealing with it, dealing with whatever was showing up. That show was so in alignment, and I could go back and say, you were on point. Now, if you want a funny, another one, to gift yourself, on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2011, that Love is Freedom showed up again, and that show was Love is Not an Emotion. Two powerful shows to go back to that still will feed you whatever you're going through right now. So I just wanted to tell that to my family that I'm not shouting out to, not shouting out to Glenda. I'm not shouting out to Sherry. Welcome home.
We don't do
shout
out.
Or Tamara Spiritual Midwife or Glowing Gooch or Laverne or Kessa, because we don't do shout outs.
We don't do shout outs.
Yeah, with that said.
We're so beyond that. We're spiritually evolved beyond shout outs.
Mm-hmm. So
we
I can shout have to
in.
Shout out to all of y'all. That's right. We shout in. So I'm going to go over to the family now, if that's all right with you, sir. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, June 7th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2025. Add 2025, and the energy of the day equals 9. Today just also happens to be the birthday of one of my sheroes. So I offer a gift to the poet Nikki Giovanni. And while we may be tapping into the energy of 9 today, she gets to walk 9 all year as her lesson card. What a treat. I'm a little partial to butterflies. Yes, 9 is the butterfly in medicine cards, and it offers the gift of transformation. 9 also shows up as the crone or hermit in tarot, which teaches that solitude is not about loneliness. The crone or hermit represents the gift of spiritual wisdom or spiritual healing. It is a key card to self-actualization. The 9th letter of the alphabet is I, and words like investigate, illumination, and internal connect us to the magical power of 9. Now, today, we're going to put the spotlight on the blue heron of the medicine cards. Its number is not 9. It's actually 45. But when you add 4 plus 5, you get 9. So here we go. Thank you, sacred water bird, for sending reflections to me, the mirrors of the quest for life, the worlds that live inside of me. Show me how relationships work, with my path woven within the whole. Lessons of kinship with all life, reflecting my spirit's eternal goal. The blue heron's gift is self-reflection. It's about an honest inventory of our intentions, thoughts, and actions as we connect with our universal soul family. But first, we must see ourselves. The medicine of this bird is the power of knowing self by discovering gifts and facing challenges. It asks us to count differently, no matter what we see, to count it all joy and necessary for the journey. How do we know? Well, the situation, the person, or whatever it is showed up. And our job is to tell the truth, accepting all of our feelings and opinions without the distraction of denial. The blue heron asks us to step into the watery world of feelings. But here's a tip. If you are having a hard time looking at you, if you keep taking out your metaphysical whip when you see your reflection, then it's time to get some help. Gift yourself a guide to walk into the water with you. Listening to me in this moment are light workers, artists, healers, and I definitely see a life coach. Create a community around you to provide support. Mirror, mirror on the wall can be your friend after all. When you remove the struggle and start healing, you have to do your own inner work. But I know for a fact that earth angels are poised to take your hand. So cut yourself some slack and pat yourself on the back. The contrast is a blessing. It leads to abundance and helps us pick and choose what we really want. Move from your head and take it down to your heart and see your beautiful, evolving self. All is well. And that's the story of nine. So to our friend, the blue heron of the medicine cards, I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear friend. I truly appreciate you. You show up colorfully. You show up loudly, and you say, here it is. Here's my gift. Use it as you will. Take it within. Tap into intuition. The number 9, transformation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, it's
my
about
pleasure.
Transforming today, transforming love, transforming relationship, transforming abundance, transforming yourself. So much is just kind of, just, I feel like I just have to breathe. So much is coming through me. Now, Sherry in the chat room said, Sherry who called in earlier, she said, thanks so much. She said, I got a bird looking into my window right now. That's a good sign. What kind of bird is it, Sherry? That bird is telling you something. I wonder if it's a hint, a nudge, an angelic thought from your son. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad and we'll get to you. The answer has been extended. So now, I was talking about a question. I'm going to do that. But here's a thought that I caught when Celeste was doing Celestial Moment. You know, before you came to this planet, before you took on form, this body, God encoded you with a wonderful, powerful gift. And then the gift wrap is your skin, is your body. I know it's kind of crazy, but just stay with me here. I'm going somewhere. You know I take you somewhere else to take you somewhere else. So your body is a gift wrap for the gift of God that you are. Now, the challenges that you go through and grow through in love, in relationship, and all the other challenges that you go through are simply a spiritual hands to help you unwrap the gift that is you. Now, so whatever you're going through, it was all part of breaking you open to love. And you're going to hear more about Breaking Open to Love on Life Conversations Radio, some work we're doing. We're a spiritual midwife with Celeste. There's some things coming up. But Breaking Open to Love, that has two meanings. You know, the challenges that you go through break you open to love others and love life. And it also breaks you open to the love that is already within you. And that goes beyond a romantic relationship. It helps you remember that other people are not responsible for your health and well-being, especially if you're confused about that. But when you know that you are the one, it's a paradox.
when you know that you are responsible for your own health and well-being and you hold yourself in a place of love and compassion, then you allow others to support you. But when you say they should, they're supposed to, it's not going to work. But the minute you say, I release my need to control how others need to interact with me, I'm going to take responsibility for my own health and well-being, then people show up. Once you let go, you let God, and your life transforms. So if you're going through a breaking open to love process right now, it's okay. I'm here for you. You got the shows. You can listen to the shows in the past. If you want to do coaching, lifecoachandaday.com, or you can find me on Facebook, or find a good friend, find a minister, find a counselor, find somebody that resonates with that you know that your soul knows can help you. We're all breaking open to love, especially now, and that breaking open is happening fast. All the things that happen, you talk about Venus transit, Venus retrograde, even the things that you don't even know about, it's breaking you open to love yourself, to love others, and it's breaking you open to love the love that is you. I'm still going to give you the definition of abundance, but not right now. Here's the question. And you see why I said when you put money, when you start comparing or trying to see how your gift will show up monetarily, you're committing suicide. The question comes from Rami. He said, or she, I don't know, it was through my website, when you discover your real passion in life, how do you shift career? Knowing that you have a family, responsibilities, and lots of expenses. I'm going to read it as they wrote it so you can get it. And there's some typos here, but I'm translating. Knowing that you have a family, responsibilities, and lots of expenses. Knowing by doing the shift, by doing the shift, I'll stay with that because nobody said change a job when you figure out your passion. Don't answer the question yet. Read it. Okay, so start from the beginning. Don't confuse the listeners. When you discover your real passion in life, how do you shift career? Knowing that you have a family, responsibilities, and lots of expenses. Knowing that by doing the shift, your salary will drop drastically. On a scale of 10, the drop will be from 10 to 1. How will the family cope with it? I'm just looking at it before it happens. It's almost like suicide. Well, when you catch a God idea, you know, okay, let me put out a disclaimer. I've been told that my coaching approach is a slap and a kiss. So here comes the slap, Rami. Just bear with me. You're going to get a hug and a kiss. Even if you're a man, you're going to get a kiss. On the cheek, that is. It's an expression of love, okay? So let's go back to the slap and kiss. You want to know, by shifting your career because you've discovered your real passion, will be like suicide. And the shift is like dropping from a 10 to 1. Now, here's the slap. Who told you that when you discover your real passion in life, you have to change career? As a matter of fact, your passion has a little to do with your career. Nobody told you to change career, so if you feel that you're shifting your career to suicide, don't do it. Because your passion is that something that you do that has nothing, that has so much more to do than your profession, your career, that when you're in that space, you are lit up. You are on fire. Let me give you an example. I'm going to just break through your questions here. What I do, this radio show, is one way of me expressing my passion, my purpose in life. I'm a teacher. I'm a bringer of truth. I like to make people laugh. I want to support people in their healing. I'm a healing agent. But the radio show is not the only way that I do it. And my passion is to bring laughter. My passion is to bring joy. My passion is to support people in recognizing who they are. I can do that in so many different ways. Now, when we, I'm talking to everybody here, when we discover a passion, nobody's telling you to quit your job. That's stupid. Go and say it. If you finally discover or you get a nudge that you're going to have to shift your career, let the guide come from within. Don't take a premature step because you will fall. Because to take the step is to think you know the bigger picture. Now, you've discovered your real passion. How can you bring that passion to what you're doing right now? I don't know if we've got to kiss yet, but I'm still doing what I do. How can you express your passion right now? How can you, if your career is where you are right now, Rami, is where you're supposed to be, if the universe, God, whatever name you want to call it, tells you this is where you're supposed to be and you're supposed to express your passion there, how do you do that? That's your work. Yes, you have a responsibility. Yes, you have a lot of expenses. And you saying by making that shift, your salary will drop. You don't know that. You haven't made the shift yet. You're projecting into the future and you know nothing about the future. Oh, this still sounds like a flap. Okay, let's go to the kiss. Let's go to the kiss. Here's the kiss, my brother, my sister. Rami sounds, feels like a male. We do that. We think when we catch a God idea, we know what the future is supposed to look like. You said shift. I'm going to stay with that. When you shift how you see life, when you shift how you see yourself because you know your real passion, that fire will attract more good onto you. You start feeling different in your own skin, in your own body. Healing starts to happen because you show up happy. You're full of joy. You're full of creativity. And if you're supposed to change career because you're living your passion on a daily basis, even if you've got a 9-to-5, you start attracting different opportunities. Like, wow, I was just thinking about that. So the idea of thinking, now I've discovered my real passion, is going to lead to suicide. No, that's an erroneous thought. Now, if there's anything suicidal about that thought, is when we discover our real passion, the old self will die. You're giving yourself permission to take the life of the old self, the self that was in fear, in not enough, in lack. I don't know how. I'm scared. I want to be in control. The part of us that thinks and believes that it's always in control will die. So I want to commend you for recognizing, and I think this is the gist. I want to commend you that you've now discovered your passion, that fire, that thing that makes you come alive. Because passion could be just taking time out to go in the forest, to hang out with children. But I commend you for making space for that to show up in your world. Now allow passion to continue to burn out, to transform all the erroneous thoughts about what you think life is. And through that burning out process, through that transformation process, you will be led and guided to what you need to do next. And everybody will benefit, not just your family members, but you will benefit. The world will benefit for you saying yes. The world only is looking for people who come alive. You're living from a place of passion. You're on fire. You can sell anything to people if your heart is there. So no, don't make the shift. Let the shift make you. Let the shift move you. Let the shift burn out the shit in your life. Just slow it down. Slow it down. And here's something you can add to this shift, because I'm getting ready to give you the a good definition of abundance right now. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. I know, It's like church, like Celeste said earlier. This is like church. You know, church says, oh, we start at 10 and we finish at 11. But you don't know. It depends on what's happening. But because we understand what's really happening, we usually go on a little bit longer. We don't know how long we're going to go on until, but we know that we'll be done by 2 because that's just the way it's designed. We know that much. Abundance. We've talked about love in so many ways. And, oh, yeah, I was going to post the article that I wrote. That actually came through me. I wrote it. I allow spirit to express itself through me. And this was done in 2010. I'm going to post a link in the chat. Love is freedom. Do you know that when you tell somebody, I love you, you're just really reminding them that they give you the freedom for you to be yourself? And really, they don't have to say, I love you back. Because if you wait for them to say, I love you back, if you say, I said I love you, and you didn't say it back, that's called conditional love. That's not true love. Okay, here's the link. I just posted that in the chat room. And those of you who are listening on the phone line or listening to the archive, to get to that post, now, it's not a post, it's a note on Facebook. Now, I don't know how you can do it with a timeline, but I discovered how to go back to the old Facebook. That's why I can even get to it. But if you can, Oh, wait. Oh, shoot. You're doing too much. I need help. Okay, so I was trying to do something. Anyway, it was a note that I posted. Here it is. It's real simple. If you can get to it on Facebook, and you can't, I don't think I have it on my Life Coach Ade website. It's still under development for the past God knows how long. Send me an email. Send an email to ask@lifecoachade.com. ask@lifecoachade.com. Send me an email, and then I'll send it to you, okay? But it's, I just posted in the chat room. Love is freedom. It's not an emotion. All right, now that I've done all those stuff, let me give you a definition of abundance. That I believe if you're willing to be willing, if you want to be open, if you want to shift in consciousness, because abundance is really, it's consciousness. It's not about money. It's so much more. Here's a simple definition. Abundance is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Huh? What did you say? I think it says something else. I think it's an accent that's throwing me off. It's throwing me off. He's going to read it again. Abundance. The ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Now, that's a definition I got through an entity called Bashir on abundance and trust. If you start looking at abundance as the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it, it will shift your consciousness rather than abundance, but I ain't got no money. I ain't got no money. Well, you're blocking your own channel. But when you allow yourself right now, and really to catch that, you've got to be in the moment. You have to be in the moment. Right now, I'm showing up. I have information to share with you, and I have the ability to do what I need to do, to share the information with you through the internet. Some of you are listening on the phone line, through Facebook. I'm experiencing abundance right now. I have something I want to share. I want to share it with you. It's flooding through me, and you can get it. I'm living in abundance right now. And so are you, because something in your soul brought you here. You're abundant right now. If you're at work and you can't get online, or you'd rather listen online, but your supervisor's behind you, or your boss, or whatever the case may be, you don't have an internet at work, you don't have a computer, you have a phone to listen to the show. Or if you're not listening live, you are listening through the archive. That's abundance. And something about this show is speaking to you, and you're still holding on, and you're still listening, and something is moving in your body, your mind is trying to get in, but your heart is so open, your mind ain't got no chance. That's abundance, the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. And if you say, but I need to move and I don't have the money, guess what? You don't need to move right now, because if you need to move right now, you will have the money, or you will have whatever you need to facilitate the movement. Because if you need to move, you may never know somebody that you've been nice to, someone you've taken care of, may put you in their will, and you don't know, they might give you their house. Of course, we always go to lottery. Yeah, that's just a drop of what abundance is. Let's go to Melvin. Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing?
How are you doing, my brother? Pretty good.
Thank you. I am wonderful.
Yes, sir. All right. I want to ask a question about my relationship. What can you tell me, like, what's coming up for me for his relationship? I just started talking to this young lady, and her name is Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And we on Facebook together, and we talk on the phone together and stuff. We just met. And I just want to know, like, do you see anything developing in a relationship as friends, but a relationship down the road?
You said as friends and as a relationship down the road, meaning a romantic relationship?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you want from this connection?
A relationship.
Okay. So when you say relationship, because you already have a relationship, but I know you're talking about a romantic relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
So here's what I would say to you. How long have you known her?
We just met online a couple of days.
Okay, a couple of days. Okay, so did you meet on the... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but it was a really strong connection.
Okay, great. All right, so when you met, did you two meet under the guise or not even guise, maybe did you guys talk about wanting to be in a romantic relationship, or have you had that conversation with her?
No. We had a conversation about just being friends, but mm-hmm. she left the door open that maybe it could happen down the road, but right now, and I agree with her to just be friends right now.
Okay, so here's the thing.
But
You want to know if that's going to happen?
Yes, that's what I'm trying
okay.
to get at. Yeah.
Well, this is what I'll say to you. I don't predict future, but I am an expert in the present moment.
Okay.
So I'll tell you this. You just met somebody. You know, now let me backtrack a little bit. There's so many reasons that people come into a life. You know,
right.
There's this, what's that saying? That people come into your life for a season, a reason, and there's something else. I can't remember the third one. But anyway, there's a strong connection. Honor and enjoy that strong connection right now. Now, as you and her have talked about, you say she left the door open. What would determine? Let me phrase it perfectly. You have a better chance of it evolving into a romantic relationship if both of you are considering it. And she's not in a relationship right now, and you know, because you met online, you have a better chance of it evolving into a romantic relationship if you let go of that idea.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
You let go of that idea of, you know, you talk about leaving the door open. Well, let the door stay open and enjoy the strong connection right now. Because if you keep in your mind, hopefully this will lead to a romantic relationship. Something about you, the way the mind works, you start to do things to impress her, that to let her know you're the perfect man. So you might not tell the whole truth about yourself, or she might not tell the whole truth. The best relationships, romantic relationships, are the ones that where you start off as a friend, where you can reveal yourself, when you can be naked before you actually naked physically. So
right.
If you just slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Just
she actually
slow.
Told me that.
Oh, say that again?
She actually told me that. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just
and she,
slow
you know,
it down.
Religious. Yeah.
So keep talking.
I'm sorry, but she is religious just like I am. And she texted me this morning and said, good morning. And she texted me back and said, do you want to go, you know, talk about the Bible later on today? And I said, sure. And so, you know, she's trying to feel her way in, you know.
Okay, so let me ask you this. This will determine, well, no, I won't do that to you. I won't do that to you. Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask a question. I was going to say something else. When you got the text, do you really, and it's not because of the Bible or whatever, it really don't matter to me, but when we have an idea in mind, we sometimes do things we don't want to do. So here's the question. I've given you the answer already. I've helped you out. But when she texts you to come and talk about the Bible, did you feel like, oh, my God, that's exciting, I want to talk about that? Or were you doing it because, okay, I guess I'll go, I get to know her, and possibly we can have a romantic relationship? Where are you doing it from? Is it from a place of, wow, that's exciting, someone to talk to about the Bible? Or are you saying, well, okay, I see what would happen over there.
Well, see, I mean, yes. She brought out, you know, when she texted me and said that, I'm like, that's me, because I do read the Bible. I pray a lot. Mm-hmm. I call on my spirit guards and angels, so I'm connected with them. And when she said that, and I told her that, I go to church and all that, I guess she's trying to test my knowledge of the Bible. But
how you know?
I'm flattered.
How do you know she's trying to test you?
Because I said that because I told her that I'm into the Bible. So
I guess
she wanted to find out how deep I am really with God and into the Bible. And,
But you don't really know that.
Well,
that's
I really don't
thinking.
Know that, but I'm assuming because.
Stop right there. Don't do that. If you start making an A out of you and her, you won't have a romantic relationship. Because your relationship, the romantic relationship you end up in is the one in your head. And
right.
I mean, anyway, stop it. But, no, here's the thing. If you go to her and she says, what do you like to eat? And you tell her what you like to eat and she cooks it for you, would you sit down saying, I wonder if she's testing me if I like the food that I said I like to eat? It doesn't have to be a test.
Right,
it doesn't have
right.
to be a test. You said you like to talk about God. You're religious. You like reading about Bible. And she's saying, since you like it, you want to hang about it today.
Okay.
So, now, I don't know if she's testing you. You don't know either. But don't do that. Suck your blessings before you get a chance to taste it.
Right.
Don't block
right.
your blessings before you get a chance to experience it. See? That.
Yeah.
Thinking sometimes gets us in trouble. So, because what you're saying is that this is a lady you want. You're hoping, as a matter of fact, it's not like you want it to be a romantic relationship, but I'm hoping it would turn to that. Now
right.
she said, "Hang out with me. Let's do something that you say you like doing." And your mind says, I think she's testing me. No, don't do that, brother man. Test yourself. Test
right.
your own self and saying, do I really like talking about the Bible like I say I like to talk about the Bible? If the answer is yes, say yes. I want to hang out with you. Keep it open.
Yeah.
Stay open. And you don't know what your connection, where it would lead you to. Because when you know that saying when they say don't go to the grocery store hungry because you buy things you don't need. If you go
right.
into this relationship hungry, you might end up marrying or being a romantic relationship with somebody that you don't really need in that. But honor the friendship that you have. And you said it's just a matter of days. Slow down, rabbit. Slow down. You know,
yeah.
feed yourself other ways. Nurture your own self that you can, down the line, if you never have a romantic relationship with her, you can still value and honor what you have with her.
Right.
As
there
a matter
go.
Of fact, I say let go of that idea if you're ever going to be in a romantic relationship with her. Be honest with yourself that that's what you want. But now, just let that thought go. Feed yourself up that you say to yourself, if we have a romantic relationship, great. If not, great.
Yeah,
trust
right.
the process of life. And
yeah.
more importantly, slow down.
Yeah, brother. You're right. That's good stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And know that what is for you, it is for you. You only,
right.
you'll miss it if you don't slow down. If you're rushing, you'll run past it.
Right.
Enjoy the moment, my brother. You don't know what the next minute has for you. Just enjoy this moment, enjoy the relationship, and be honest with yourself, be authentic, and don't be attached.
Right.
And then you will come back and tell me about your relationship rather than ask me.
There you go, brother.
All right.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
That, you open up. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, slow down and be open. That's your message.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for sharing your story
that's
with
so
us.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Okay. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
I will, and you too. Life is good. It's getting better. Melvin is standing for so many of us that have made connection with others on the internet, on Facebook, online. We've met them a few days. We've met them a few weeks. We've met them a few months, a few years. And we sometimes hold on to the idea of a romantic relationship. He's been an example for those of us that feel that way. Let it go. Let it go. But I want a relationship. Yes, it's okay to want a relationship. But you know what? If that's the case, if you meet somebody right now, tell them. You know, my desire is I want us to end up in a romantic relationship. How do you feel about that? Well, I don't. I just want us to be friends. Or it could be, I do too, but I'm not quite sure. Let's keep hanging out and see what happens. Let's commit to being honest. Let's commit to being authentic. And let's be true. Because, romantic relationship, if you don't learn it while you're friends, you will break open to love. Because when we're friends, we're free to express ourselves and open ourselves up. But somehow, for some reason, when we get into a romantic relationship, we want to hide. We want to hold things like, oh, I don't want her to know. I don't want him to know because if they won't love me anymore. Oh, no. Guess what? Whatever you're hiding from yourself or your partner, when you get in a romantic relationship, the connection will blow the door wide open. You will see yourself, and it would feel like you were in the house, and you thought all the doors were open, but all the neighbors are looking in like, oh, my God, they're seeing my stuff. It's all good, you know. It is all good. It's all God. Love, relationship, and abundance. That's the theme for the year. For this month. And earlier, I was going to do a lot of different things. But I even had a plan for the show. And I know why I was trying to. This morning there was things I was pulling back. It wasn't quite coming. And Spirit said, just show up. Because Spirit had it all under control. I got people for you, dude. So, today's Thursday? I never know what day it is. On Monday, we have Jeff Brown. We're talking soul shaping. And Jeff Brown, you may have heard of him on the internet. He wrote an article, what's it called? Something apologizing to the females. It's very powerful. We're going to talk about relationship. We're going to talk about how to be with yourself, how to be authentic. On Tuesday next week, of course, Patrice London and Wendy Silva is going to be joining us talking about empowered parenting. On Wednesday, we have the Stringers, John and Kathy, my dear friends. They're like, bro, they're family to me. They're going to be talking about marriage as a spiritual practice. And trust me, you don't want to miss this. Melvin, you got to listen to this show. As a matter of fact, if you want to get in a relationship, if you're struggling, if you don't know who or what or where, if you don't listen to any show this year, you want to listen to Marriage as a Spiritual Practice. It will blow your socks off. I promise you won't be the same. Okay. Casper, is that everything I need to do? I think that's everything I need to tell you. Okay, so many people chatting to me on instant message. I can't read today. I'm on a mission. I can't read. I'm trying to. And all the things I used to do, I can't do. But anyway, let's see. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Glenda said, a relationship is based in now, and friendship can evolve to something else if you just honor the present moment. Indeed. We can wrap it up. Let's say, David said, you were going to stir something. Okay.
Yes, I was going to steal some, but I shift. I don't want to steal some, I shift.
Davey, let's see. Let me start finding a little bit about you. You feel like I know you. Oh, yeah, make yourself known. David, do I know you? I see your picture. Yeah, I know you. We're one in. I like the way you spell your name. But anyway, it's time to release the show. I love you, David, just in case you think I've talking to you. I was. Glenda, Kaffer, Laverne, Melvin, Sherry, everybody else, Tanya, Celeste, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you, and I thank all of you. I love you all, the listeners, those of you who listen on the archive. My love is universal. There's more where that comes from, so I don't mind sharing. Tamara Joy, Tamara Spiritual Midwife. Those of you that I didn't call out, mention, it's okay. There's only one love, and you are it, and I love you. And because I love you, I want to remind you to be love. It is really who you are. How do you know? Be true to yourself. When you're true to yourself, you will feel the love of God, the love of the divine. And when you feel the love of the divine, and you feel so full, you can just allow yourself to be loved by life, by people. Be love. Be true to yourself. Be loved. We're here to set the world on fire through our passion. And I am so grateful for this wonderful moment for us to share, to grow, to transform. I'm not the same. I'm not the same guy that started the show. I'm somebody else. I have to go introduce myself to myself. Check out lifeconversationsmedia.com for all the upcoming shows. And we have a lot of guests coming up talking about relationships. We've got Reverend Rio, relationship as a spiritual. You told them already, get you to leave it alone. See, that were people in my head. They were all talking at once. That's why it sounded like so many people were talking at once. Oh, I love my life. I am so grateful for this life that is expressing as me. Which song do we want to go out with? Which song do we want to go out with? I don't know. I'm feeling Valerie Joy. I don't know. Is it Valerie Joy? I don't know. You better decide something. I think we're just going to have agape moment. It's all about agape today. I mean, I play agape almost all shows, but we've played agape 3 times. Well, this will be the 3rd time. Okay, we're going to go to Ricky Bias. That's what I'm feeling. Let's go to Ricky Bias. Because I just, they just know how to wrap everything up in songs. I'm out of here. Thank you for being part of my experience. This is Blessed Always, for the arms of God surrounds us. AgapeLive.com, WeLetItBe.com to find out more about Ricky Bias Beckwith. I think there's something else I need to tell you, but I don't know. It just feels like it. But I tell you in spirit, I love you so much, and I thank you. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you on Monday. Blessed Always, Ricky Bias Beckwith and the Agape Choir. I'm out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.